This morning's sermon scripture is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. This is God's holy word.
Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the revelation of your word, and we pray that through the guidance of your Holy Spirit this morning, we would learn and just deepen our discipleship, our relationship with you. To the glory of Christ we pray, amen. An older couple found themselves in a time where they had trouble remembering common day-to-day things. So they both decided they would write down the requests each other had in order to try to avoid forgetting. One evening, the wife asked her husband if there was anything that he would like, and replied, "Yes, I'd like an ice cream sundae with chocolate ice cream, whipped cream, and a cherry on top." The wife started off for the kitchen, and the husband called after her, "Aren't you going to write it down?" "Don't be silly," she said back. "I'm going to fix it right now. I won't forget." She was gone for quite a while. When she finally returned, she set down in front of him a large plate of eggs, hash browns, bacon, and a glass of orange juice. He took a look and said, "I knew you should have written it down. You forgot the toast." You get that? Both of them forgot what was going on there. How good is your memory? Have you ever walked into a room only to forget why you entered the room in the first place? Have you lost your keys, forgotten where you put them? Have you ever walked into a store and forgot what you were going to buy? An historian wrote, "The art of memory is the art of attention. The art of memory is the art of attention." We can improve our memories by simply putting our minds to it and by following a few simple rules. Number one, remember to remember. Telling yourself that you want to remember something and concentrating on it will improve your memory immediately. You can try that afterwards. Number two, sharpen your observation. Pay close attention to what you see and what's being said. Visualize it. Notice details. Really look at things. Number three, practice recall. It helps to make a deliberate effort to repeat and to review. Repetition will help fix the fact or that image in our minds. And number four, concentrate. Eliminate distractions. The mind is at its best when it's centered on one thing at a time. I read a study this week that reveals how difficult it can be to concentrate. Evidently, an attention span in today's world is 8 seconds in length. We are looking, we are observing too many different things at once that every 8 seconds our focus changes. So we have to concentrate and eliminate those distractions. I trust that anyone who has been on the game show Jeopardy must have these four rules down. If they have won two, three, or more games, I'm just always amazed at what they can recall, what they know, and then what they can recall in a moment's notice. They must have paid attention to those four simple memory rules. Remember to remember, sharpen your observation, practice recall, and concentrate. The Advent season is about remembering. It's about recalling the advent of Christ, the coming of the Son of God to earth, remembering the nativity accounts from the two Gospels, Matthew and Luke. So over the course of the next 4 weeks, both on Sunday mornings and on Sunday evenings, we're going to be remembering, we're going to be recalling as we read and hear several of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the advent of Christ. Prophecies such as Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and it will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Or the prophecy from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Prophecies of thousands of years ago. Prophecies that the people of Israel heard and they remembered for over 500 years before the promised coming of the Messiah was realized in the simple and the humble birth of Jesus in that lowly stable in the city of Bethlehem. Advent. Advent celebrates the hope realized in the arrival of the one who would bring deliverance from sin. The Advent wreath, with its five colored candles, lifts up key themes of the season. The hymns and carols of the season remind us of the glory and the wonder of that long-expected birth of Jesus. And so throughout the Advent season, these Old Testament prophecies about the coming of the Messiah, they are read and they are to be remembered. From the prophetic book of Malachi, that final book of the Old Testament, our reading from chapter 3 speaks of a messenger who would be sent by the Lord. "I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me." There would be a messenger sent to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And that messenger is identified in Matthew and Mark and Luke, identified as John the Baptist. In ancient days, when a king was planning to leave his castle and he was going to go on a journey, there would be a messenger that would go before the king. The messenger would announce the king's arrival, and he would lead the procession along the correct route, and that messenger would remove any obstacles from the road. So John the Baptist was that messenger that went before Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. John the Baptist's message, he's called people to repentance, preparing people to welcome and to receive their humble King, Jesus. In the book of Malachi, in chapter 2, it is revealed that the people of Israel, they were complaining. They were complaining that God seemed to reward the wicked and did not exercise his justice in the world. And God responded to the cry of the people with the promise of the Messiah, and a messenger would be sent to prepare them to receive the Messiah. John the Baptist was that promised messenger who came before the Messiah, and then the Messiah would come. John the Baptist brought that message of repentance, clearing the obstacles, clearing away the sin of the people that we could receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He was a messenger sent to prepare people to receive Jesus. Recognize how Malachi 3:1 makes use of the phrase, "before me." "I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me." John the Baptist came, and the promise of Jesus would come. And Jesus did come. The Lord promised that he himself would come. And he did in Emmanuel, God with us. John the Baptist brought the message of repentance, and Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, brought the message of the new covenant. In the imagery of Malachi 3, The coming of the Lord would usher in a time described as like being a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. Both the refiner and the launderer, they work to bring cleanness. They remove the impurities and the stains to cleanse the silver or the garment, bringing restoration and cleanliness to the human soul. The Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus did not come to save us in our sins. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And so there is this need for our hearts to be refined, to have the impurities of our sin removed, so that we can bring an offering of a righteous heart to the Lord. When a person asks Jesus into their heart, Jesus will refine that person. As the refiner uses fire to clean the dross, to remove the impurities from the gold or the silver, so Jesus works upon a person to remove all sin. Heat will be applied. A time of testing and seeking will be realities. For as Hebrews 12:29 says, God is a consuming fire. God's ultimate purpose is to cleanse us, indeed to cleanse all of society. A final note on this passage from Malachi 3, verse 3. He will sit as a refiner, as purified of silver. The refiner will sit. As the refiner sits, he looks into the fire to see that it's bright enough and hot enough, and then he looks at what is being refined so that impurities rise. He can skim that off of the top. Jesus, as the refiner of our hearts, he will sit as a refiner and a purifier. The posture of sitting speaks of a settled patience. We want things done quickly. We want to be made whole quickly. But the refining process takes time. And Jesus is patient with us. The refiner waits for the fire to do its work. Jesus waits for the power of the Holy Spirit to do its work, his work, upon our hearts. The refining takes time. It cannot be heard, be hurried. Let us hear from the voice of God during this Advent season. Amen. And this first Sunday of the Advent season, we speak of expectation and preparation as we celebrate the holy birth of Jesus. We know that Christ is Lord, and we wait expectantly for his return. Through this sacrament, we seek the gifts of the Lord's grace, forgiveness of sins, the joy of life, and the promise of salvation. All who desire such gifts are invited to share in this time of communion and restoration. The Bible passage of 1 Corinthians 11:27 provides instruction on how believers should approach the sacrament of communion. Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A person ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Such faithful examination includes the confession of sin. So I invite you to bow and offer up your own personal confession of sin before the Lord. Lord God, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for hearing our confessions, for we seek to be restored through the shed blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God promises forgiveness of sins and renewal of spirit through the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Through Christ, and through your faith in him, know the promised forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the sacrament of communion, we remember that night in which Jesus would be betrayed. He had first gathered in the upper room with his disciples as they celebrated the Passover meal. And while they were at the table, Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." And Jesus took the cup, and he said to his disciples, "This is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would bless this bread and bless this cup. Bless us with your grace and peace as we receive these elements in remembrance of what you did for us on the cross. Make this a vital and active part of our relationship with you, both today and throughout this Advent season. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. We take them in remembrance that Christ died for us and was raised for us. Invite our servers to come forward. the body of Christ, broken for you, remembering him, take and eat. Blood of Christ, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Remembering him, take and drink. Thank you. May this Holy Communion be the living example of God's love and acceptance of His people, as promised in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Rejoice in the blessing you have received through this sacrament. Amen.
Our closing hymn will be Away in a Manger. It'll be on the screen or found in your hymnal on 157. We will do then, following the spoken benediction, verse 1 of Silent Night, found on 147, or the words will be on the screen overhead. Please rise as you're able and join us.
A candle of hope has been lit, its flame overcoming any power of darkness. May the hope of Christ burn brightly within you, going forth in His love. Amen.